Just about 19 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, frigid Friday morning. And we are joined in the studio, Jeff Seifert here, with some representatives from Sitkins Against Family Violence, who are going to be conducting a special event this weekend. A special event for youngsters, some young men who are in the studios with us and got up early this morning to come in and tell us about Let Me Run. Let's start with Nick Campolitano. Nick, what's this event about?
So the event itself is a celebratory 5K. Tomorrow morning at 10:30 in front of the Science Center, we're going to run through Totem Park. And the program, Let Me Run, started back in 2008 in North Carolina and is similar to Girls on the Run in that it's seeking to empower youth, in this case young men, because there was no comparable program until 2008 for young boys. And, you know, Girls on the Run was so successful here that we have been looking and yearning for that here. And, you know, we got lucky and found it, and here we are after a first pilot season.
Well, Meg, it's a running event, but it's more than that. What's the idea behind the program?
Well, the idea behind the program is building healthy life skills, healthy esteem amongst all the participants, the idea of a healthy team together. It's coupling that with running, building that in as a healthy skill, a healthy way to release emotions if needed. And it's just a wonderful, positive program for these kids to be involved in. And I have been lucky enough to be a Girls on the Run coach for the last three seasons in Sitka, so I feel very fortunate that I've been able to be a part of the Let Me Run season this season for its first season. So it's been great to watch the program develop.
Why fourth and fifth graders?
Well, so the organizers in North Carolina, when they were working with their, academic supervisor type person, basically came to the conclusion that there was a huge difference between third and fourth grade boys. So they felt that for the elementary school level, focusing on fourth and fifth was a really good fit. And they have a middle school program as well. But for us here in Sitka, Girls on the Run has been so successful and has such a solid foundation at Kiku Shaheen that both the principal, Casey Demmert, and Diana Twaddle, the counselor, as well as, you know, the teachers, and we had Jeremy Peterson and Chris Briner coaching this year, and they were all really, really supportive and really looking to have a boys program. So, you know, they'd been asking me about it for, you know, about a year and a half before we were finally able to say, well, we've got one, and here we go. And it just, you know, was really, really easy to get going once we were able to make the move.
Are there some statistics out there that show that fourth and fifth graders is where they start having issues one way or the other?
Well, you know, I don't know of anything off the top of my head, but, you know, generally the consensus, you know, is that, you know, middle school is the toughest time for kids in general. And that's kind of why, you know, Girls on the Run started with the younger kids and the younger girls. And the same thing here, it's just being able to better equip the boys to deal with the things that are coming up with the middle schoolers. You know, there's a lot of outside forces to take in, and it's a lot to handle. I mean, we were all middle schoolers. We know what that was like. So, you know, we probably all would have been a little better off having those skills going into it.
And that's Jeremy Peterson's phone going off right there. Thanks for joining us, Jeremy, and your phone too.
Yeah.
What's involved in coaching the kids?
Well, there's a lot of things, really. We're running twice a week, and we're also always focusing on sort of a life goal for that week and some, you know, some positive phrases and some words to help remind us about dealing with frustrations or anger or being a good friend, being helpful and being a good listener and a talker and a member of the community. And then also just at school, Chris and I, the other coach, Mr. Briner, are both fourth grade teachers, and we get to sort of connect everything to what we're doing during the day, and we get to see the kids and talk about it throughout the week, and it seems to sort of connect everything really well.
Mm-hmm. Must be difficult. I can imagine it's been a long time since I was a fourth and fifth grader, but just recognizing the emotions, how do you teach that to kids?
Yeah, well, it's we usually start with something like we'll have a phrase for the day, and it'll be Well, these guys can tell you too. We'll have a phrase, for example. Yeah, like there are no shortcuts, and we'll use that one, and we'll talk about what that means and examples of us, how you're cheating yourself if you take some kind of shortcut, you're just hurting yourself. Don't say anything you wouldn't sign your name to, you know. I think that was one, and I think just discussing that with kids and what it means and doing that, you know, having those every week and having different ones and. I think that sort of makes a big difference.
Well, let's bring in some of the athletes here. Let's start with you, Derek. Come on up to the microphone here. What grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
So, do you run anyway? Is this just something you started, or?
I just started it.
So, there are no shortcuts. What does that mean to you?
It means like if you just want to win, it's not really like. Everything's not really about winning, and you shouldn't try to cheat it to win.
Well, good for you. So, have you ever run a 5K before?
No.
Do you know what 5K is? Because I don't.
5 miles?
Is it really?
No, then I don't know.
It'll feel like it. Okay. It'll feel like it. So, tomorrow's weather forecast is supposed to be pretty slippery and pretty cold again. I think the high is going to be 30 degrees. How are you going to dress up?
I don't really know.
Well, you got some pretty fancy shoes there that you're wearing today, breaking them in for the big run, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, how have you been training for this? What have you been up to?
First, we usually run a unity lap, and that's when we all try to stick together and do one lap. And then it depends on the coaches what we do next.
Okay. Well, Caleb, stand up here. Come on up to the microphone. You got up early for this. So there are no shortcuts. What's that mean for you?
It means, like, when we run around the school, we try to do as many laps as we can without, like, the boundaries between the sidewalk and the grass. So if we cut on the grass, you're not getting so far as beating a goal as that you want.
Are the coaches pretty tough on you?
Kind of.
All right, Mason Martin Eubanks, let's have your idea of there are no shortcuts. What's that mean to you?
Like that it's kind of same thing as Caleb, but so if you take a shortcut, you're really not getting any better. You just practically quitting on yourself, thinking you can't do it.
Can you think of any of the other topics that the teachers have brought up?
There is one where don't say anything you wouldn't sign your name for.
And what's that mean to you?
Like if you say something bad but you don't mean it, and like the next day you see it in the paper, you're probably going to be in trouble.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Have you run 5K before, whatever that is?
Yes.
Really?
Sort of. Yeah. I've ran a 3.1.
Are you
going
to sign your name to that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've ran a 3.1 mile. So
okay.
Not a full one.
So you guys are going to start at the Science Center and go through the park. Now, I've been through the park before, and there's a couple of shortcuts through the park. Are you going to be tempted to take those shortcuts?
No.
Oh, good for you. All right. Well, so is this the culmination of the program? Is this kind of rounding it all up?
This is, yeah. The boys have, you know, for the last 7 weeks have been running and meeting after school, you know, once or twice a week to talk about different issues and practice their running and get prepared. And this is the culmination. So, you know, I think they'd all really appreciate any sort of supporters or people wanting to come out and run with them and encourage them and, you know, support them and show that they, you know, that they care about them and that there's, you know, a lot of people out there that are interested in the same kind of things they are.
Well, yeah, it'd be a great idea for folks to come out. Are you in search of help for the run itself?
No, I'm not sure what the numbers look like right now, but I think all the boys will be looking for somebody to run with them, a running buddy, you know, and just any sort of, you know, support, cheering the boys on and, you know, just showing their support for the program and the community of the youth.
Well, you wouldn't want to run with me because uh, I'd, I'd take the shortcuts and preferably ride a bike or something with a motor on it. You know, I'm amazed that fourth and fifth graders are thinking the way they are and talking the way they are. Is that something that you have to coerce them to do, or are these kids just smarter than I was in fourth and fifth grade?
Maybe
they seem to be a lot open.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both on
that
one. Yeah, they're pretty smart.
Well, thank you for that.
You know, we started the year and everybody, they didn't know each other as well, and I think we just sort of had to create some solidarity between us all and opening up to each other and discussing all these things. So I think kind of both. They came in smart, and we just had to, you know, talk about things together and discuss all of our things we were thinking or things that might happen, and I think that's sort of, they've evolved.
So how many runners are going to be participating in this?
We have 14 boys and however many community members decide to brave the cold and the ice with them.
So this is going to be an annual thing now? Sounds pretty successful.
We hope so.
Yeah, I think we'll do this in the fall and Girls in the Run in the spring. And
yeah, maybe not in November.
Yeah.
Of course, the weather's kind of a surprise to us all. Well, congratulations on what sounds like a very successful program, and good luck tomorrow. And don't hurt yourself, guys. Just take it easy and no shortcuts. All right. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.